The town of Scituate is closing the books on 2021, and joining us this morning with a look back on the year is Town Administrator Jim Boudreau. Mr. Boudreau, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
So what were some of the biggest challenges that you think the town faced in 2021?
Well, obviously, Scituate, the entire Commonwealth and the nation faced COVID. It had impacted everything we did, dealing with COVID, trying to keep people happy and healthy through the year. So, like, that was the biggest challenge we had. We went through about $3.1 million in CARES Act money. A lot of that money went to making major improvements in our HVA systems and our public buildings. So COVID was really the biggest thing we had to deal with, and I think, unfortunately, it's going to be our biggest thing dealing with going forward in 2022.
Now, as you look back on the year, though, with COVID notwithstanding, what are some of the biggest accomplishments the town achieved?
The town actually had a very busy year. We had a lot of work done on our facilities. We opened our new senior center and started our senior center lunch program, which has been tremendously popular. We finished the Hemmerock Fire Station. We're just about completing the Widow's Walk clubhouse project, which is going on. So those were a couple of big projects that we did for physical infrastructure. We finished two green sand filters for our water system that's going to improve our water quality. We finished the Cedar Point sewer project, which is going to make substantial improvements to the sewer system on Cedar Point. We have our master plan that got done, which will be a guide for our development going forward. I think that's a huge improvement for what we need to update that. And coastal resiliency, as always, has been a big issue for us. And we finished the berm project in Musquashup Pond in Egypt Beach, and that was another big accomplishment that we had this year.
And as we move into 2022, what are your goals for the new year?
I think some of our big goals, we have two really big projects that we're going to be hopefully moving forward this year. What to do with the old Gates Middle School up at the campus where the senior center is. I think that's a goal of the Board of Selectmen to get a direction on where we want to go with that. The reuse of the Pier 44, possible land down on the harbor. There's some impetus to put a park down there. We need to do that. And, of course, continuing to deal with COVID. The Omicron variant is here now, and those numbers are spiking. What are we going to do going forward on COVID?
And as you mentioned, COVID looks like it will remain the big challenge in 2022.
Unfortunately, I think you're right, Dan. It's going to be a big challenge. You know, I think people really hope we were going to get by that with the numbers in the summertime, but it looks like it's back, and it's going to be with us for a little while, so dealing with that going forward. And as we deal with COVID, just doing the business of the town, police, fire, DPW, library, all those things, keeping them running and serving the citizens while dealing with COVID is going to be a challenge.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, I think we are going to have to leave it right there. But I wanted to thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. And, of course, I wish you and your family all the best. And, of course, the town of Scituate all the best in 2022.
Same to you, Dan. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.